for the most part, unless God opens our eyes like he did in the time of Elijah. Sunday school class, and we'll turn to God's word. Father, we thank you again this morning for your goodness to us.
They're invisible to us, but they are very real.
Your presence here with us this morning, and we pray that as we turn to your word now, both
thrones and dominions and principalities and powers, that refers to the angelic orders.
Okay.
But it also, this also includes the earth, the seas, the plants, the animals, the fish, the birds, the sun, moon and stars, and man. Everything that was created, it tells us, was created by him.
Your Holy Spirit would come
the Son of God,
and understanding to our minds,
and it was created for
that, Lord,
him.
We might receive strong encouragement
created by
from
him
your word this day, we pray
and for
Jesus
him.
Name. Amen.
It goes on to say in verse 17 of Colossians 1, he was before all things, which, as I said earlier on in the service, it doesn't mean in order of creation that he was like created before everything else, as the Jehovah's Witness
okay,
might
so
tell
Ephesians
you.
Chapter 1.
No, that is
and,
a reference
I'm be looking particularly at verses
to
nine,
rank
nine,
and priority
nine,
this morning.
He is before
I'm
all things.
Our
He's
number
again
one.
From verse 3 down to
okay.
verse
He's ahead.
14.
He's before all things. It's priority.
Blessed
it's
be
rank.
The God and Father of our
and
Lord
tells
Jesus
us in
Christ,
1, verse 17,
who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love,
chapter 1,
having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself,
and the word was with God,
according to the good pleasure of his will,
he was in the beginning with God,
to the praise of the glory of his grace,
and
by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins,
chapter 1,
according to the riches of his grace,
God, at various times
which he made to abound
towards
in all
past
wisdom
to the fathers
and
by the prophets,
having
has
made,
in these last
having
days
known to us
the mystery
his
of his will,
whom he has
according to
heir of all
pleasure
which he purposed
through
in himself,
also he made the
that in the dispensation of the fullness
the
of the times,
of glory, the
he might gather together
person,
in one all
and
things
upholding
in Christ,
all things by the word of his power,
in heaven and
when
which
he had
are on
by
earth,
himself purged our sins, sat down
in him also we have obtained an inheritance being predestined
okay,
according
so
to the purpose
let's go back
of him
in our mind
to
so
the original
creation
to
we read about
of his
there
will,
in Genesis
that we
chapter
first
1
trusted in
and
Christ
you know, as you
should
read
be to the praise
chapter,
of his glory
if you
in
think
him
about
you
it,
also trusted after you heard the word
of creation
the gospel of your salvation
days, six
in him,
literal days,
in whom also,
way.
Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit
of
promise,
creation. At the end of each
who is the guarantee
day,
of our inheritance
God
until the redemption of the purchased possession
was God.
To the praise
in other
of
words,
his
it was
glory.
Perfect.
So
nothing
you'll recall last week we were looking
perfection.
Particularly at verse
and
9 where
the
it
end
says
of the sixth
having made,
day,
having made known to us the mystery of his
the
will
end of the sixth day,
according to his good
when
pleasure
everything was
which
finished,
he purposed in himself
and
the word also mystery
created,
there Greek mysterio means
to be
a secret
very good.
That would remain a secret
in other words a whole thing
but for revelation
perfect.
But for the
so,
revelation
so we read
of God,
on
this
into chapter
2
remain
the beginning
a secret.
Of chapter 3 of Genesis.
It. With all the
and
intellect
what we see is
this
that man
something
has,
of
he
this
could not come to know the things that God
in which
has revealed
the
to us.
Perfect
Mysterion is a secret that would remain a secret
okay,
but
not,
for
it's
revelation.
Not just that you know, lions.
And the
lions
mystery, this secret
animal,
to which the
know,
apostle refers
you know,
here, was,
you know,
he says in chapter 3, verse 5,
bird or
in other ages,
want,
not made
not
known
it,
to the sons of
nice.
Men, but has now been
you
revealed
know, I mean, it's
by
not
the
even
Spirit
just
to
that,
God's
you know,
holy
no
apostles and
that
prophets.
That
God has revealed this
but
to
you know,
us.
The point it's making is
chapter 1,
everything was perfect, but everything fit together.
24 to the beginning of 27 speaks about the same thing.
And man was given dominion.
I now rejoice
over
in my
it.
Sufferings for you and fill up
in
my
words,
flesh what is lacking in the afflictions
God appointed
of Christ
man to
for
be
the
a
sake
sort
of his
Lord
body, which is the church, of which I became a minister
Christ.
According to the stewardship from
the
God,
point.
Which was given
Lord
to me
creation,
for you to fulfill the
Christ.
Word of God. The
See,
mystery
everything
which
was
has
made
been hidden from ages and from generations,
him,
but has now
Christ.
Been revealed to his saints.
And so
to
we,
them
so we
God
read
will
the Lord
to
would,
make
the
known
Lord would
what are the riches of the glory
the woman,
of this mystery among the Gentiles. He's chosen
and here's the
to reveal
so
it to us.
This.
And this,
Christ
friends, is
head.
One of the great spiritual blessings
and
with
man,
which God has blessed us
Christ,
as his people,
head of the woman.
That we might know
and together
that we might have knowledge of something the world doesn't and cannot
and at that time
know.
The animals would come to them
this morning then I
and
want
the
us to think about what it is that God has revealed to us, his people, the secret
you
that was hidden in ages past.
If you're like me and you love animals and you love nature, everything you
wish. And here it is in verse 10.
It was.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him.
Head of the woman.
So,
and the woman,
here we have a statement concerning God's ultimate purpose.
If I can put it that way.
A statement concerning God's ultimate purpose. This is what it's all about.
Perfect order.
This is what everything is leading to.
The whole of creation.
This is God's
ultimate
harmony and unity under Christ.
All
for me,
as it were, in
and
him.
For the whole world, for the whole cosmos, if I can put it that way.
How great that was.
And the Lord has made it known to us, his people.
But something happened.
Now, you see, I might not know
what will
sin
happen
by
voluntary
in the immediate future, tomorrow, next
Lucifer,
week.
Lucifer, by the way, had already sinned.
He'd already fallen.
And he came down
know
and he tempted the woman.
Now,
don't get me
and
wrong.
So, what happened as a result of that
enjoy prophecy in this church? Biblical
woman and
prophecy,
the man
and
particular,
and we look at the signs of the times, and we look at that in
what
relation
happened
to what
the curse
Bible
was
says. And so,
so we do
and,
know.
And Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 19.
Some things that are going
we
to
have
happen,
a record
we
there
exactly
of.
We can't
of God
say
pronouncing
exactly
this judgment.
And neither can some things can we say
so,
exactly
I'll just read that actually. Chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. So the Lord said to the serpent,
know. We know
of course,
what the Bible says, and
the serpent
we see what's
is animated by Satan. Satan has taken on the guise of this serpent.
We understand what's going on. But listen, as far as everything else is concerned, I don't know what's
and the Lord said,
tomorrow.
Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Say what
to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception.
And they might
in
tell
pain
us what
you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over
happen
you.
In the future.
Then to Adam he said, because
they
you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten
and
from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. Cursed is
the
ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it.
All
the days of your life,
they tell us
both
that what we
and
need is a great
shall
reset.
Bring forth to you, and you shall eat
and
the herb
and
of the field,
and
in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were
order.
Taken, and for,
is,
for
exactly,
dust you were, and to dust you
and
shall
so they
return.
They tell us that they're going to bring in this great reset,
and so
they're going to build
what
it all back better.
That from that
is what they tell us. And
man's sin
didn't
to bring in this new world order. And they make statements, bold statements, like,
by the year 2030, you will own nothing and be happy.
It
and they make these bold statements. Nation goes to war
when
against nation.
The voice
each
of his wife
fighting for the sort of future
said,
they hope to create.
To
they have
it wasn't
the hopes.
Just that he did something naughty.
They have the dreams. But no one can predict exactly how it will all end.
No.
So what happened
there
was. They cannot predict how all that will actually end, but God knows.
He placed himself above.
God knows. And God has plans
of
his own.
He did what he wanted.
In fact,
so immediately
the word plan
the harmony and unity
is
broken.
When you speak about God's
and when the
purpose,
woman
is probably
sinned,
not the right word.
Because
see, we all make our plans,
to
don't we?
Her head.
But
which was her husband.
How many times do our plans come to
when
nothing?
She did
I mean, sometimes
what she
our plans
desired,
don't work out
when
quite
she did
as
what
we ought.
She willed
isn't
to
that
do?
Right?
Well, that's how it
she
worked for me anyway. Maybe it's different for you, I don't know.
Things don't always turn out the way
see
we plan them.
All
plan
that perfect unity
out.
And harmony
it's different with God.
Is crumbling.
It's, in fact, it's
different
destroyed.
With God.
What
and
we're
as,
talking
as
about
for the
here,
animals and the plants and the rest of creation,
it affected
them too.
That which he wills to do.
Thorns and thistles
and that
came
which
up.
God wills to do,
it says.
That which God
and,
has
and some
purposed to
became
do,
poisonous.
That he will do.
And some animals
and, he
and
will
creatures
make
became
ferocious
beasts and
to bring that
carnivores
about.
Ripping
well,
you and I can't quite see
pieces,
how all that's
you know,
fitting right now.
And,
one
and
day,
so, you know, but I mean,
maybe
people
we will
say,
out,
oh, the dinosaurs lived 140 million years.
Trust
ago,
me.
And your
T-Rex
God
was
will
a
make all things,
you know, and we know that
together,
because
so that
whatever.
His ultimate purpose
listen,
comes to pass exactly
till the fall,
as he
there
has
were no
said.
Carnivores.
And you see, nothing will
T-Rex
prevent God's
eater.
Will from being done, either
back
on earth or in heaven.
You know, the whatever they are, paleontologists,
on earth,
as it is,
laugh
in
at me all the life.
Will be.
That's it.
It will be. Not
see, at the end
will
of the day,
prevent
I believe
that from happening.
You don't.
Remember what it says
there
in
Psalm
2.
There was no death before sin.
So how could there be beasts ripping one another apart?
Foolish man thinks.
So T-Rex, the lion,
the
crocodile, and all the rest of them, they were plant-eaters.
You know, whatever.
Till the fall.
Whatever your plans
okay, but suddenly something
you,
changes
you know,
within the constitution
you know,
of various animals and with plants and so
himself.
You get venomous
this
snakes and you get animals that are poisonous
range,
and animals that are ferocious
and
sickness and disease
and
aging and death.
Together against the
it
Lord and against his anointed saying,
the
let
curse.
Us break their bonds in pieces and cast away
and
their cords from us.
The world
he who sits
still
in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.
Beautiful.
Then he
I
shall speak
animals.
To them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
But there is a sad
yet I have set my
too,
king on my holy hill
think?
Of Zion.
It's beautiful.
God laughs at
but
them.
But don't you think there's a sad part to it all? I mean, think
so,
about it. You,
let's
you know, you
think
grow plants
about
in your
this,
garden.
This
you
morning.
Grow flowers.
What is God's
you,
ultimate purpose?
And you
purpose?
Wait. You see that rose?
Okay, so according to verse 10...
And
it is that in the dispensation
of
the fullness of the times, he
opens,
might gather together in one all
and
things
I love the rose, when it's just
in Christ,
that stage,
both
just
which are in heaven and which are on earth
beautiful.
In him. Colossians
when it gets
chapter
that stage,
1,
when it blooms,
and verses 19 and 20 puts
you,
it this
you
way.
Smell the scent.
It says, for it pleased the Father that in him, that is Christ, all the fullness should dwell, and by him
because
to reconcile all things to himself,
you know that in a
by
few
him,
days,
whether things on earth or things in heaven,
it,
having made peace through the blood of his
red
cross.
Colour that it was. We'll
now, you know, we as Christians, you know, we rejoice in our salvation, don't we? Our personal salvation. We rejoice in that, don't we? Well, in fact, I'll go as far as to say, if anybody claims to be a Christian and doesn't rejoice in their salvation, there's something wrong with them. Got to be something wrong with you.
It becomes part of the family.
You have been given the greatest gift imaginable. Well, unimaginable to the unsaved person. You have been given the greatest gift. And if we are Christians, if we are genuine Christians and we're not rejoicing in our salvation, God,
worst of all, the same happens to human beings.
We've gone wrong somewhere. Any Christian who would rather, and I'm not talking about Christians who can't come to a fellowship and or something like this and rejoice together, but I'm not talking about those who can't, but
the world
I'm talking
is
about
a beautiful
those who
place.
If Christians
and we
would
can
rather
still
go
see
to the pub
incredible harmony
or read the Sunday newspapers
system,
or watch sport on TV than rejoice in their salvation and rejoice in there's got to be something wrong with them.
And the plants depend on the bees.
So we rejoice in our salvation.
Take the plants away, the bees have had it.
Perhaps,
take the bees away,
perhaps
the plants have had it.
Some of us
and
anyway.
I'm seeing
maybe
bees on the floor dead these days, more than I've ever seen before.
We stop at what the Lord has done for us.
For the mobile phone.
And don't get me wrong, I get it.
Matter.
I get that.
Point
because
is,
the Lord's
the
done
world
so much
is a beautiful
for us, you know,
place.
Redeeming love shall
but
be my theme and shall be till I die. And not just
it.
Till I die, for
things
all eternity
sick,
it will. I'm rejoicing in that.
And that's
but
it.
I'm just saying,
and
sometimes
the scientists
our,
and the boffins
don't
know why.
Our view of,
it happens,
of what
really.
God is doing stops.
And they offer the solution.
Our salvation.
But quite obviously,
I mean take that
they
statement
I just read in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20.
Nor do they know what the solution is. By him, Christ,
do.
To reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether
you
things on earth
know.
Or things in heaven, having made peace through
because
the blood
revealed
of his cross.
To us.
That
turn
word
to
reconcile,
Romans
a reconciliation,
chapter
is a truly beautiful word. You know, two people
Romans
have fallen
chapter 8
out
verse,
and they finally become reconciled. They're together again. That,
to verse 23.
That's a beautiful
for I
concept.
Consider that the sufferings of this present
but
time
not tend to
are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in
only
us.
To
for the earnest
God,
expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
All creation is waiting for something.
He's reconciled man to God.
And do we not
waiting for something?
Do we not kind of
for the creation
you know,
was subjected to futility?
That means
or if you take Ephesians 1 and verse 7
cycles, if you like.
I mean, we spent several
creation
weeks
was subjected
this
verse,
to futility,
not willingly, but because
verse.
Of him who subjected
in him
it.
In him we have
hope.
Redemption through
because
his blood,
the creation
the
itself
sins,
also
will
be delivered
from the bondage
grace.
Of the corruption
that's a truly
into the glorious liberty of
and
the
of
children
course,
of
we're
God.
Rejoicing that.
For we know that the whole creation groans and labours with birth pangs together
with
until now. what the Lord has
not
done
only that,
for us.
But we also,
we've been redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus,
and we ourselves,
He's forgiven our
within
sin,
ourselves,
and we're
eagerly waiting
because
for
of
the
what
adoption,
it means to us,
the redemption
and for us
of the
personally.
Body.
So,
but you see what
his
creation's
groaning,
and it is, isn't
is
it? When you look
God's
at
God's ultimate plan
this,
and purpose,
you know, they say
nature
is red in tooth and claw,
it
the poet said, and it is, isn't it? And there's something, you know, as I said, your roses grow and then they wither and they fade,
says,
and then, you know,
is
you,
to
you
gather
know,
together
grows,
in
and that
one,
happens to the same. It's
things.
Like everything's groaning
in
the whole creation.
Is waiting for
not
something,
just
it's
people,
groaning
for something.
Not just reconcile people,
but it's
going to
be
God.
Delivered.
Not just
not
reconcile
just me, but creation
is
you
going
know,
to be delivered.
Jews and Gentiles
so
together.
So when will this
one?
Be?
Delivered
I mean,
from
I mean,
the
actually,
curse, that is.
That itself was a revelation, you know.
From the bondage
to,
of corruption.
To many Jewish believers.
That is
I mean,
the
I mean,
aging and the death and everything else.
Ephesians chapter
that
3,
you see
verses
all
5 and 6.
Going to be delivered from that. Not just us, but the creation.
It says there,
when? In
which
the dispensation
ages,
of the fullness of
the
times,
men, as it has now been
he will
by
gather
the
together
to
all
apostles
things.
And prophets, the Gentiles,
and apparently
shall
the
be
Greek
fellow
words
of
gather
the same together body
and
means
gather together
of
again.
His promise in Christ through the gospel.
So,
so
if you're going to gather something together
in.
Again,
I mean, that was like
it means
whoa,
it, there must have been a time
person,
when it was together.
You know, or
so,
look at, or look
so
at
we're thinking about
what
two,
creation was
and verse
at the
14
beginning.
To 18.
Remember that perfect harmony, that perfect
he himself
unity.
Is our
Christ
peace,
head,
who has made
man,
both one,
head under Christ,
Jew and Gentile,
woman under
and
the man,
has broken down the
together,
middle wall of separation,
lords of all creation,
having abolished
all
in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments
no
contained in ordinances,
no sickness, no death,
so as to create
no
in himself
creatures,
one new
no
man
poison,
from the two,
no sickness,
Jews and
no disease, no
death,
in
peace.
And that he might reconcile them both to God
again.
In one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
Delivering
and he came and preached peace to you who were afar off,
of
Gentiles, and to those who were near, Jews. For through him we both have access by one Spirit
in
to
him.
The Father. So he's yes, he's gathering together in one
when that happens,
Jews and Gentiles.
We
and that was a revelation to some of them. But this is bigger than that.
Say,
this all things is bigger than that. It's not just Jews and Gentiles. It's not just slaves and free.
Forever and
or
ever,
male and female.
And if you
no,
know what it
God's
looks
ultimate
like,
purpose and plan
just
is to gather together
Revelation
in
20,
one all things
Revelation 21,
in Christ, it says, both which are in heaven
what it looks like,
and which are on earth
just finish with this
in him,
in
Christ,
Revelation 22.
All things. He showed me a pure
again,
river of water of life, clear as crystal,
is
proceeding
really
from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
Verse to this.
In the middle of its streets and on either side of the
by
river was a tree of life, which bore 12
himself,
fruits,
by him,
each tree yielding its fruit every month.
Heaven having made peace,
the leaves of the tree
the
were for the healing
cross.
Of the nations.
Now,
so
wait
the
a minute, somebody says,
we
healing
have
of the nations. Does that mean that people are going to get sick again?
This include.
No.
What means
what
does all things
continually?
Actually refer
so
to.
It's not that they're going
to
get sick and then
who
here,
or what are the all things in heaven
no,
and
no,
all
it,
things
it means
the living
earth.
Keep them in perfect health.
Okay, so let's first of all get something
and there shall
out
be
of
no
the way
more curse
here.
Because
but the
because
of
there
God
are some
and of
people
the Lamb shall be in it and
who
his servant
would
shall
say
serve
they shall see his face and his name
shall be
in heaven and
earth. Here
there
shall be
to,
no night
let's
there.
Say, all
they need
rational
no lamp
beings,
no
that
light
is to say,
of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light.
Angels,
and they shall reign
forever.
People,
and
human
ever,
beings,
and ever.
Whoever they are, and whatever
that's,
they've
that's
done,
God's ultimate purpose.
In the end, in the dispensation
saved,
of the fullness of times, they will all be saved and reconciled to
there.
God.
You're going to enjoy that and you're going
all
to enjoy
them.
Him forever.
No matter who they are or
amen.
What
well,
they have done.
I'll close with prayer and then we'll sing
in the end, they'll
Jesus
all be reconciled
Father,
to God.
We thank you for your
he's
word,
reconciling
Lord,
all
thank you
things to himself.
Things to us.
And we call this idea, this belief is called universalism.
Lord, we see the scientists
and
the
those who believe in universalism would point to verses like this,
Lord,
which say he will reconcile all things to himself,
started, Lord,
and to verses like, for example, Philippians chapter 2, where it says in verses 10 and 11 that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And the universalist would say that means every,
so
there
Lord,
means
may
every,
in these things
and they will all bow
Jesus.
The knee one day
Amen.
Willingly. In other words, that one
Amen.
Day they're all going to be
Jesus.
Reconciled to God. In the end, Everyone will be saved, doesn't matter who they are or what they have done. So those in heaven, well, that includes the angels who kept their proper domain and remain loyal to God, along with the people who believed and bowed the knee to Christ during their life, who've died and the souls are already with Jesus. That's those who are in heaven, they would say. Those on earth, well, that includes all people who are still alive on earth when Christ returns and, as they see it, the end comes. As for those under the earth, well, that includes the dead whose souls are already in hell, in Hades, and also the fallen angels. Certain fallen angels, it tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, have already been sent to, well, the word in the Greek there is Tartarus, which is the lowest part of hell, and there they're in chains, it says. But according to the view of the universalist, in the end, in the fullness of times, all of these will be restored and will be saved and will be reconciled to God, whoever they are or whatever they've done, whether it's Nero or whether it's Adolf Hitler or whatever megalomaniac you can think of, whatever wicked person you can think of, and even Lucifer himself, even the devil himself and the angels who fell, in the end, God will reconcile them all to himself, and they will all be saved. That's universalism. But of course, we reject that outright. We absolutely reject that outright because it is totally inconsistent with the plain teaching of Scripture. It's totally inconsistent with the rest of the Bible. You don't want to clap, it's just what it is. It's just universalism is frankly wrong. It is a false doctrine. You see, as far as those in heaven are concerned, that is to say, the angels who kept the proper domain and remained loyal to God, I mean, they never fell. So they don't need to be reconciled to God because they never fell away from God. As for the souls of those who died believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb while still alive. And they died believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the minute they were saved, the minute you were saved, you were already reconciled to God. When I got saved all those years ago, I didn't become a perfect person immediately. I'm still not a perfect person now, but I've been reconciled to God. As for those on earth, well, those who believe and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour now, do bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, they have been redeemed, as I say, already. We are already reconciled to God. But you see, as for the rest, those who do not and will not believe, the Scriptures are clear. By the way, there is no redemption for angels who fell. There is no redemption. There is redemption for men and for women, for human beings, but there's no redemption for angels. But as I say, as far as the rest are concerned, those who do not and will not believe, the Scriptures are clear. They are heading for eternal destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9. They're heading for eternal destruction. And there's no nice way of saying that. There's no way to kind of put a gloss on it and make it sound better than it is. They are heading for eternal destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. They will ultimately end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. Revelation 20 verse 15. Mark chapter 9 verses 43 and 44. Jesus talks about this place where the fire is never quenched, where the worm dieth not, and where the fire is never quenched. It's the words of Jesus himself. You know, there are people who say the Christian don't believe this. So a loving God would never send anybody that. But Jesus said that. He talks about a place of outer darkness where there is eternal wailing and gnashing of teeth. I mean, make of that of what you will, but at the very least, it sounds like eternal torment of regret.
the souls of those who already died in unbelief, those who've already, their life on earth has already ended and they died in unbelief, they are now in hell awaiting the final judgment, when according to Revelation they will be cast into the lake of fire forever. All whose names are not written in the book of life, they'll be cast. So hell now is a kind of holding place. It's bad enough, but they're simply waiting the final day of judgment, Revelation 20. And all whose names are not written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. And the angels who fell, who have already been cast down to hell, so not all of them, there are many evil spirits still at work in the world today, but there are some, and the particular reference in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 is to those, it goes back to the days of Noah, and I don't have time to go back to that now, but they were consigned to Tartarus, to the lowest part of hell, and they are in chains, awaiting judgment, it says. So they are awaiting the same day, Revelation 20 verse 15, when they, along with Satan and all of the fallen angels and every unbeliever, every person whose name is not written in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Therefore, we reject completely the doctrine of universalism, don't we? They tell me Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. Okay, so what does all things in heaven and on earth refer to then? And coming back to our passage in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. What does all things in heaven and on earth refer to? That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Well, I think to understand, you really have to go back.